Hey, I know you weren't there, but the last time we saw each other, you asked me about my past, and I was a little hesitant to talk about it, and I'm not ashamed or anything. I just don't really talk about any of this kind of stuff unless I'm getting sort of serious about someone these days. And with you, maybe I'm willing to trust you. So it's a long story, and I'm sort of glad I'm not telling this to your face. Though I think you might listen to this message a few times because it's a lot. It is a lot of detail, and I'm not the kind of girl to tiptoe around this kind of stuff. So where do I start? Well, I kind of have a reputation in a lot of places. All good, I assure you. You see, I was really into Marvel, and well, some people might call me a groupie, but I consider myself a collector, really. I collect memories. Yes, they're all of a sexual nature, but everyone has to have a hobby, don't they? Of course, Stan Lee didn't let me have my own comic, mainly because he didn't think I was a nice girl. Though I think it might have also been that Jack Kirby really, really liked me. But that isn't surprising. I mean, I do have certain talents. I don't have a glowing reputation for nothing. And a willingness to try anything once. Or hundreds of times. Well, that just makes me fun. Can't blame me for that. So then, what makes me the best they've ever had? Well, I have a bit of super strength, enhanced regeneration, and both superhuman libido and stamina. Oh, and I have an innate ability to know exactly what a person wants. But where to begin? There's more stories than there are layers of the quantum realm. First, but not least, there was Ant-Man. And let me tell you, having someone slide their fingers inside of you and press against your G-spot has nothing on someone being able to literally get their whole body in you and grow to the perfect size to simulate that spot while looking right at it. Of course, someone being that size has certain other fringe benefits. I felt so full in the best way. I'm just glad that suit had its own oxygen supply because, fuck, he was inside of me for hours. And each time that he moved, it felt amazing. He was the ultimate inflatable, really. I got lucky with Domino, felt the earth move with Quake, and I had a quickie with Quicksilver. He fucked me so fast, it almost felt like a vibrator. Beast certainly didn't impress me, despite the rumors. Oh, and Hawkeye always had his eye on the target. And because he never misses, I can only assume that the target was my tight little asshole. And the Watchers lived up to their name. But that wasn't the only thing they'd do in observing my habits, if you catch my drift. I thought about maybe trying something with Galactus, but I'm not really a size queen. But maybe Ego the Living Planet, if he assumed human form, I mean. And the X-Men. Fuck. Magneto was such a gentleman. So polite. I think it helped that I lied and told him I was a mutant. He had such able fingers, too. So strong, and he really seemed to know what he was doing. And when I put that metal plug into my ass, fuck. He can make that thing pulse and vibrate and just press all of my buttons. But he had one amazing trick up his sleeve. He started to tease my metal piercings from across the room. And he just looked at me and smiled devilishly. I honestly didn't know I could get so turned on by nipple play. He almost made me come and he hadn't even touched me yet. And speaking of not even touching me, Have you ever truly been mindfucked? Like, just had someone reach out with their thoughts and make you quiver? And then you hear their voice in your head and you know they can make you feel anything. They can let you live out any fantasy in your head and make it feel as real as a physical sensation. That's what Professor X was like. He made me come so hard without laying one finger on me. Talk about a hands-free orgasm. It's like he knew exactly what I needed. My every desire. Even things I didn't know about myself. He let me have experiences I never thought I could have. I wonder if he can still read my thoughts even now. And know how wet he still makes me. It is a shame that they didn't look like Fassbender or McAvoy, though. Poetic license and all that. But they were still very handsome. Then there was Logan. I thought he was going to be all primal, rough and snarling with me, ripping my clothes to absolute shreds, using his claws to scrape my flesh. You know, living up to his moniker. But that's not what I got. Logan wanted me to hurt him. And I mean, he healed immediately, of course, even after doing the most sadistic things I could think of to his body. But the intense pleasure he got from whatever pain I could briefly inflict upon him turned the Wolverine into a purring kitten at my feet. Which reminds me, there was my ill-fated three-way with Peter Parker and Mary Jane Watson back when they were in college. Peter was so nervous. Because this all seems so new to him, but Mary Jane, she really took charge of the scene, and her lips were so soft and warm, and she tasted like strawberry lip gloss, and seemed to enjoy playfully nibbling on my lower lip. And Peter, he was enthusiastic and so athletic, but he still had so much to learn. And while it was fun, I think MJ felt a little threatened, really. So her hands and teeth got a little rougher on me. And well, I'm a masochist, and what she was doing felt amazing. In the end, we all kind of decided we were just going to totally forget what happened and start over again. And fine, there is an elephant in the room. A question you're likely thinking to yourself right now. I suppose you want to know about Tony, of course. Well, Tony, Mr. Stark. He really lived up to that Playboy persona. And play, yes, we did. I swear that man has more gadgets than he knows what to do with. And he knew the perfect ways to use them on my body. Problem was, he was always thinking. His mind never stopped, even when we were fucking. I'm pretty sure one time he had me bent over his desk, he was working on a new prototype engine for the Quinjet. But that's the way it is with these genius minds sometimes, you know? Always on to the next thing. So, once we'd fucked, he'd be down in the garage tinkering, building the next suit. It was so sexy to watch him work, though. I know you probably want me to dish about Steve, too. Well, Captain America and I never did anything. I swear we didn't. But I made sure he knew the offer was always on the table. Especially after he grew that beard. Boy was looking fine. And I know I would have rocked his world. But I think Cap had other things on his mind. Other people on his mind. Peggy wasn't only his best gal, if you know what I'm saying. I met Thor not long after Tony and I had parted ways, and Thor was a challenge to be sure. I mean, he's a god after all, but he was surprisingly gentle with me. And our sex was intense, but never more than I could take. He made sure of that. Thor definitely had the stamina of a god, and he had a millennium of experience on top of that, too. He took me to all 9 realms, had me come along to help him blow off steam after his many, many conquests. Every victory was a reason to fuck. So you can imagine how busy I was. But the chance to see more of the universe, and to arch my back as I laid on the Bifrost with his mouth between my legs, traveling through the vastness of space, that's something I'll never forget. And every time, I knew Heimdall was watching us too. I could just tell. I sensed his eyes on us. It got me off knowing someone else was watching us fuck. And then there was one time Thor returned me to Asgard for a much-needed break before jaunting off on his next quest, and I sneaked into the weapons vault to marvel at all of Odin's relics, just like we had done countless times before. What I didn't expect was finding Loki waiting in the wings. Sneaky bastard. So many tricks up his sleeve. He sized me up, circling me like a predator circles his prey, knowing he had me cornered. Loki could tell that I liked it, though. He could feel my breath quickening in anticipation, not knowing just how much danger I was in with him. He asked me to kneel at his feet, and I was surprised at how compliant my body was to his commands. The anticipation got me so fucking wet, and he never even touched my pussy. He only wanted to see how I could please him. Real god complex on that one. Wanted me to worship his cock. Worship him. As long as his ego was being stroked, he was happy. He was no puny god, that's for sure. Though, that does remind me too. I think one of the most fun but challenging evenings I've ever had was the time Hulk and the Thing had a competition to see who could make me come the most. They took turns with their fingers and their cocks, and they weren't easy on me at all. And Ben, was almost tender with me between the merciless fuckings I got from the Hulk. It was such a nice change of pace. I think I wanted to come for him just to make him happy. And it was close, but Hulk just hurt me in ways that my body couldn't resist. Though I do have to admit, I wasn't as bold as I usually am, as the idea of being taken by both of them at the same time scared me a bit. The heroes aren't always the only ones who get to play with me, though. Victor Von Doom was a great man. Another one of those billionaire geniuses who knows just what he wants. Of course, when we got into the bedroom, he was still very much into the role play. I mean, he'd monologue all the time, and at first it got my blood going, but there's only so much talking a girl can take. But when we finally got down to things, well, he wouldn't take the cape or mask off, which, I'm not gonna lie, the cold metal against my thighs and nipples felt amazing. And the contrast of the cold and the heat from his breath, it felt amazing on my skin. And the good thing about his monologuing is he somehow turned all that hate into hate fucking me by proxy. Like it was angry, passionate sex that hurt me in the best ways. Ways I didn't even know I wanted until it was over. What a whirlwind of emotions. And after all that, he offered me the world. Literally. But his plans were always a secret. Oh yeah. Also makes me think about a thing that would really piss me off. There would be times when I'd think I'd fuck a big-name hero and later find out it was a Skrull impersonator. Though, surprisingly, sometimes the Skrull version ended up being the better lover. In fact, the Skrull who impersonated, well, I won't tell you who right now, but maybe one day. But the sex was way better. I'll leave it at that. And, oh God, I remember getting drunk one time and waking up in some seedy bar out in the cosmos. And I just happened to run into Nebula, Gamora, and Mantis. And they were feeling particularly social that night, if you catch my drift. I needed a ride back to Earth, and seeing how well we hit it off, I ended up on their ship. And it was then I ran into Peter Quill, and oh, that was awkward. He wanted to catch up, since we technically had sex once. I mean, I think we had sex. I guess that tells you how memorable it was, really. But before things could start feeling too weird, I felt Nebula's hand grab my wrist and pull me into a room. All the while, Mantis was giggling. She could definitely sense the vibe around the room and was anticipating a night of pleasure. We locked the door behind us, but I know Quill could still hear what we were doing. And somehow knowing we had an audience made everything so much hotter. We were more uninhibited than any of us had been before, even after a night of drinking. Gamora, ever the practical one, pulled a couple mattresses from the bunks around the room and set them on the floor and invited us all to lie down. And then one by one, Mantis touched us and shared our individual fantasies. And I secretly think she was also subtly pumping up all of our collective libidos. Not that any of us needed help. All it took was a spark. An inciting incident for us to finally get going. And that wonderful push came after Mantis teased Nebula a bit and felt bad. So she kissed her on the cheek. And for a moment, there was a pause before Nebula returned the kiss. Only on the lips. And we all started breathing heavily. And soon our hands were all just tearing at each other's clothes. I heard a voice in each ear tell me to lie down and close my eyes. And I was so turned on, I obliged without even a moment's hesitation. And soon I felt warm, wet lips between my legs, kissing up my thighs and teasing me. And I felt someone crawl over and shimmy onto my face and press themselves down on my mouth. And they tasted so good. And while I was getting used to the sensations, a set of nimble fingers began to play with my nipples. And it was just so much stimulation. And they all seemed to know each other so well. Because aside from the noises, none of them said a word. Not even when I came, or when the woman on my lips started to buck her hips and lose herself in the moment. I waited until everyone had moved off of me to open my eyes. And Nebula waved me over so I could whisper in Gamora's ear and tell her to lie down. It was her turn. We did this for hours and so much more. So many fingers and tongues and even toys. I was kind of cum drunk for the rest of the trip. Though the shower together at the end was one of the most sensuous bonding experiences a girl can have. It was definitely a memorable trip. And the funny thing was, I thought I kept hearing someone crunching on some sort of food, but every time I looked around, I couldn't see anybody. It was very strange. Speaking of strange, a good doctor showed me more than just 9 realms. That was only the tip of the universe, he explained. Even in the brief time we spent together, he showed me more than I could possibly comprehend in one lifetime. Steven is a little more reclusive than the other Avengers. But fuck, does he know his way around every delicate curve of a woman's body. Steven has the ability to... How do I even explain this? Imagine having 10 different orgasms simultaneously. I know, insane, right? Sometimes just one is enough to send you over the edge. We worked our way up to 10. The first time he guided me through 2 simultaneous orgasms, I was still feeling the aftershocks a week later. And speaking of the edge, Steven took me there over and over and over again. And again. And fucking again. For hours. Never letting me come. Never letting me feel any sort of release. Knowing that my multiple orgasms would be worth the agonizing, the exquisite torture he was putting me through. He knew exactly how far to push me before pulling back and starting all over again, using another source of magic. And it was breathtaking. Once he let me come, I saw stars. It felt like my body was being stretched across the universe, from the beginning of time until the end. With one single touch from his skilled fingers, I saw colors I never imagined, from worlds I couldn't comprehend. The orgasms built one on top of another, on top of yet another, and I thought I would never stop coming. And I didn't want to stop. I didn't want him to stop, ever. I wanted this to last until time ran out, until all that was left was just him and me. Just us and these sensations. He brought me back to reality, slowly, brushing his lips so softly against my skin, and running his fingertips over my face, my neck, my shoulders, bringing me back to life after one of the most intense and passionate moments I've ever experienced. A single moment that felt like forever. Fuck. I know, it's a lot. And someone with as much experience as I have can be a little intimidating. But I won't bite, unless you beg me to. And who knows? Maybe we can try something I've never even thought of. And wouldn't it be fun trying? I know it would be fun for me. And I'll try not to wear you out too badly. But if I do, well, at least you'll have a smile on your face. Let's face it, Tiger. You hit the jackpot.